All right, I think we're. Okay, I think we're ready to start. Welcome everybody to the public hearing here at City Hall at now roughly 6:45. The purpose of this meeting is to accept public comment on the funding procurement project for the West Booster Station reconstruction from the Utah State Department of Drinking Water. Are there any specific wording we need on this? We're just reviewing the. Anybody want to say anything?
Can give a quick rundown on it. I know most of you guys are up to speed on what the plan is, but I can go through it if you want.
Sure.
Pull this up real quick. Let me share my screen, Patricia. So this is kind of where we're at currently with the plan set. So these have been submitted to John with DDW. He's reviewed them, sent back a handful of comments we're working through. We're also working through on getting the project specifications and contract documents finished up. So once we get his sign off and those contract docs and specs done, then we'll basically put it out to bid. The plan is probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks should go out to bid. So let's see here. So what we talked about, so there's been issues with the water bleeding back down through the wells is what it looks like. So down here at the intersection with Highway 36, this is where the T is, where basically both wells join and come up to the booster station. The plan was is that we've got these three lateral connections right here just below those, but after the T, we would install a check valve, which would prevent the water from backflowing down through there to the wells. Being below these three laterals, it would still allow those laterals to have the pressure in the water from everything in the line up above them, so those would still be serviced. This existing meter here that was installed for a future connection would not have water once the wells shut off, and the kind of the residual pressure in the lines bleed down. So we're showing that one is just being abandoned and removed. If there ever is a need for that lateral, they would just need to connect in over on this point here and pull it underneath that little dirt road. So that's what we're proposing for that area to help kind of solve that problem with the water bleeding back down. This is kind of the existing system as it currently is right now. So the problems that we're having is this check valve right here is not functioning, and this well or this pump right here is not functioning because it's got a cracked casing. So what that's doing is when this one would kick on and this one's not running, you'd pump up to the tank this way, but you would also get water that's basically just kind of circling back through here, because that check valve wouldn't stop that water from going backwards through it. So right now we have these two valves closed as much as we can. They're not fully seating, so they're not fully sealed. So that was another issue. So the plan is to replace all three of the check valves on all of these boosters just because they do wear out over time. I don't know how old these other two are. If they're as old as this one, it's only a matter of time before those go bad as well. So we'd replace all three of these with new check valves. We would replace the two gate valves on this pump so that we can isolate that one if needed. And then we would have them pull the pump on this one and weld up that casing and put the pump back in, replace some of the seals so that this pump would be functional. This one hasn't been functional for quite a while now, but that would basically give you three functioning pumps at that point. And then we would also add, I guess it's on the next sheet where that's shown. So we're installing a new gate valve on the line between the boosters and the tank. So right now, to work on these, to be able to service these gate valves or anything on this side of them, you basically need to shut everything down and then bleed from there's an air vac and a check valve halfway between the booster station and the tank. We would have to bleed all that line down. So having this extra gate valve right here would allow us to isolate all of this without having to bleed that whole line down. So that's basically the plan for here is the replace two bad gate valves, add a new one, replace the bad check valve, and we'll replace all three check valves and then repair this pump down here. So that's that. In the chlorine room, what we're seeing is there should be a solenoid valve on here that would shut down the water coming through the chlorine system when the pumps aren't running. So right now that's not in there. So what was happening is as the water would bleed down back towards the wells, it would just keep dumping chlorine into the line right there. And so when those wells would kick on, you'd get this big slug of super chlorinated water coming up through the system and going through all the booster pumps and all that. And that's what we think is causing the issues with these pumps, is just getting that huge slug of chlorine going through them. So what we're doing is we're installing a normally closed solenoid valve so that when the wells are off, it's going to shut off that water so there's no chlorine going in. When the wells kick, it'll be connected to the SCADA system and all that, the PLC and everything, so that when the wells kick on and we get pressure up here, it'll open that valve up and then it'll allow that chlorine to go through. Then when the wells shut off and the pressure drops, it'll shut down. Also, going to add just a 1-inch flow meter on this chlorine line just so that we can monitor how much water is actually going through there, because right now we don't really know how much water is going through the chlorine system. So it'd just be a way to verify that there's water going through it and verify what that flow rate is. So it'll help with the dosing and all that stuff in the future. So, in a nutshell, that's kind of the plan of what we're looking to do. So, we've submitted this to DDW and it's been approved by them for a grant for $158,000. So that would be what would fund this project. So if Depending on where we're at, once bids come in, hopefully we're at that or below it, and that'll cover everything. If there is a shortfall, then it's likely that the city would need to come up with that because I don't know that they had much extra budget. So that's kind of where I think they had around 180,000 left in their budget for the year, and where we were able to slip in just below that. That's why we kind of got a quick approval on this one, and we were able to get it in this
Well,
year.
we might be able to save a little bit of money on this. So our new city maintenance guy, he was able to clear up the air in the water. There were some clay valves at both the wells that weren't functioning, that we basically hit a point where they stopped functioning altogether and water was flowing backwards through those back into the wells. And it kind of reached an emergency point where he had to fix those. But even more than that, something that I've only been aware of for a couple of days, one of the wells needs to be reprogrammed. And this was only discovered because of the fires. We had somebody come down and assess one of those wells. So maybe me and you need to put our heads together so I can try to share some of what I know there,
Sure.
but that
Touch base.
one check valve at the lower end may not be necessary.
Yeah. And that's something that we kind of added in from our original preliminary design and what we got approved with DDW. So if we don't need that one, we definitely can't eliminate it because it wasn't in the original kind of concept. So if that's the case, that's easy. Just get rid of that. So then we can just focus on kind of the booster station site. So, okay. Yeah, that's basically what we're looking to do.
Hey Dan, can I get some clarification on something on this? Now the chlorine, is it dispersed in well water that branches off of the main, mixed, and then it goes back into the main, or is it go the chlorine go directly into the main?
So it goes in. So let me zoom in right here, real quick. So what it's doing is we've got water that's flowing in this direction from the high pressure side after the booster pumps. It goes through the chlorine injection system, which is this right here. And then it goes through this. There's a 1-inch, basically 1-inch lateral, polylateral, that comes in, and then it gets injected into the main line here at this point below the booster pumps. So it's not really ideal to have the chlorine coming in below the booster pumps, but if the system's operating how it should, it's a low enough dose, it shouldn't cause issues. But like I say, the what we're seeing right now is just that super chlorinated water is coming through and hitting those, and that's what we think is causing part of the problem with the booster pumps.
Where I was confused is in the description that you just gave, you was referring to water and chlorine as though it was one. And so I didn't know where the actual chlorine was being injected.
Yeah, so that's kind of how it works. So it's a chlorine gas system, so it gets injected into the water. And so it is a fair, I mean, it's you wouldn't want to drink out of this right here. But by the time it goes up, I don't know how long, it's roughly a mile of pipe from the booster station to town that mixes in with all the other water, and it kind of dissipates from that time. And that's kind of how chlorine dosing works, is you look at the forget the I forget the word, but basically how long it's in the water. Because the longer that's in the water, the more it kind of breaks down and starts to go away. But that higher dose down here is what actually disinfects it and cleans it. So.
Then I have one more question, and this is a little off topic from what you're talking about up there, and maybe you don't know, but where you've been looking into the mapping of the water in Eureka, does it come out of the wells through the city, through all the cross sections? Where approximately does it break off and start going to the tank?
Yeah, and so that's something that's kind of not really related to this project, but something that's been discussed previously. And I might be able to pull up an exhibit here. This is the as-built of the overall water system. I don't know that this is going to show it super well, but basically what it does is it comes up the road here, and then it starts to, as it comes up, it's a single line that's coming up through town that all of these mainline connections are coming off of. And then there's another one that comes up that actually goes up. I don't know if it's even shown on here, that goes up to the tank. I guess the tank's right there under that P. So typically, and the way they did this was just, the reason they did this was just to save money during the initial installation, is what it looks like. Typically, you would have a single line, a dedicated line from the boosters up to the tank. And then from the tank, you'd come down into the town, and you'd have all those lines pulled off of that.
Which is eventually where we want to try and go, and I realize we got to do what we got to do to, I mean, this isn't totally necessary. I was just curious at what part or where. I knew the tank was getting water, but I didn't know from where,
Yeah.
and that gives me a good idea. I appreciate that.
So ultimately, what if that project were to happen, the existing line all the way up from the booster station down here up to kind of wherever that first branch is, which is, it looks like about this point here, just barely below where we're at, that would all stay functional and stay in place. You'd just connect to here and then run a dedicated line up to the tank. And then all of this would stay in place. You'd just disconnect that and cap it on that side.
Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. questions, I guess.
They don't have the public.
Yeah, I think so.
What's your sense of adventure? But is it still an evacuation? This one. Getting a lot of things. That's fine. If there's no comments, there's no comments. We don't need comments. It's just.
Needed the meeting so that people could be aware. Thank you, Dan. I guess we end the close the public hearing. Do we need a motion for that?
And there've been some that has, some that hasn't. So if you want to be.
Can I get a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hi. Hi.
Do you want me to start the other one right now?